Hi, this is Scott Unash. Thanks for listening to the Gym Class Podcast on KGYM.
Get ready for high school football with a tailgate tour with the Iowa National Guard. And now, knee-deep in all of the color and pageantry that is high school football game day, let's join Scott Unash and Mark Dukes.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the tailgate tour, our final edition of 2018. Where in the world did the fall go? It is week 9 upon us as we get ready for a big Metro battle. A lot on the line tonight, district championships, playoff spots, etc., as it'll be the Marion Indians hosting number one Xavier tonight down at Thomas Park. And we welcome you in here to Marion. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes. Kyle Mann back in the studio on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Last one of the year. Hard to believe here, Mark. And first of all, before we get started, a big thank you to all the great sponsors that are outside right now that are entertaining all the Marion High School kids and whatnot. And thank you very much, Mark, for helping me out with this. The Iowa National Guard, Happy Joe's, as well as Dr. Pepper, Prince Albert Tuxedos, U.S. Air Force, Marcus Theaters, Unity Point Health, St. Luke's, the Crisis Center, Heritage Area Agency on Aging, Capri College, and couldn't do it without them. Big, big thanks to all the great sponsors, North and South, that helped out this year, bringing you the tailgate tour on KGYM. For the most part, pretty good weather this year. Not a bad day today. Started off with some rain, cloudy skies, but we're almost at 60 degrees and no rain on the radar right now as we get ready for final night of the regular season, as it'll be Xavier and Marion getting ready to go at it tonight.
The fall has gone swiftly, and it's been a great tailgate tour. It's so much fun to go around to the different campuses in the metro area and in the south southern quarter as well. But for our sake, the seven metro schools, and for some, whatever reason, Marion is the final leg of the stop, and we're always treated so well out here at Marion, and it's great to be back here again.
Yep, it is. And in fact, with that in mind, let's just bring in our host, and that's the athletic director, activities director slash girls basketball coach, Corby Lauby, who joins us here at Marion, right by the front doors. By the way, kudos to your kids, because we corned off one of the doors for our cords and didn't even think about going out those doors.
Yeah, they had good awareness. I'm really proud of them. we have good kids. They're respectful, and it was nice to see that they followed directions well there for you.
They did a great job, so A-plus to them. You can keep the gym open a little longer.
Yeah, exactly. Free YMCA in there.
Can you believe how quickly the fall has gone? Now, it's been a little tougher for you guys because of the weather. I had one of the ADs a little bit earlier on this year say, man, this is almost like a spring in the fall.
Yeah, it really was amazing. I mean, I don't think we've ever had this many indoor practices for football. You know, every day our cross-country coaches had to be kind of creative in what they were doing for running. Football coaches did a lot more practices in the gym and film sessions and being creative because we don't have field turf. So, yeah, it was unique. They had to be creative, but you have to roll with it and worry about what you can control. But like you said, it still went really fast, and it's amazing that we're here in the last game already.
Corby, I'd be remiss without asking you about the loss of an icon in Marion, really, Bob Thurness, last weekend. And Scott and I are very, very, we're very familiar with him. I had the privilege of covering that 1980 team, state championship team, almost wire to wire. And, you know, Thurney and Perk and Dick Sloan and Messerly and all those guys. Tremendous loss for Marion, but Bob meant a lot to this school, didn't he?
He really did. And, you know, I've told a lot of people recently, I think I've talked to Bob more in the last year than I ever had. He did a display that he was a part of for the Heritage Center in Marion, Marion Sports History. He was a Grand Marshal in our parade last year. And he came back to a lot of football games. He spoke to our football team recently. So, yeah, he even brought our office people some donuts in the last month. And, yeah, so we have a lot of great memories of Bob. We're really sad to hear about it, but he left a legacy here and definitely a great impact on all of us.
Yeah, you guys going to have something tonight out at the
stadium?
Yeah,
when we can bring our captains out, we're going to have a little reading and moment for Bob.
Great. Very well deserved. Very well deserved indeed. And we should talk about what's going on. You got a project going on over at the Hipple Sports Complex right now.
Yeah, we do. We We have some press boxes and other things going in. We'll get a new press box at the soccer field, at the softball field, at the baseball field, new backstop and netting at baseball, eventually some new dugouts for softball. So, yeah, we're really excited. You know, things that we needed, and just keep trying to enhance, and those will be nice things for our teams to see in the spring and summer when they get ready to go.
It leaned a little.
It did. We had the leaning tower. Yeah. You set your pencil down, it might end up on the other end of the press box. But, you know, it survived. And it was kind of legendary, but we're ready to get one that's straight up and down and level.
Talked a lot to athletic directors and administrators. It's really tough sometimes in the high schools to prioritize what needs to be done, plan a couple, 3 years down the road. Where is the funding coming from? A lot of components going into that.
Absolutely. It takes a lot of planning, and sometimes you feel like you're debating and planning so much that you just turn your wheels and you never actually get anything done. So kudos to our foundation, our administration, school board for moving forward on some of this stuff, because they're digging in, and our kids need it. We have great programs, so we just want the facilities to match the level of the student athletes and programs that we have here.
Yeah, and you're about ready to put your second cap on. What, 2 weeks from Monday? Practice starts
November 5th. So, I went to the IBCA clinic, a week ago, and been talking to the coaches more, and so yeah, it'll be here fast, and we'll be ready to roll.
What's it like to be on the sidelines, Corby, of a championship game? Not only with your team, but a couple daughters on the team.
It was really special. There's a lot of components where the year before we had lost in the state championship game in overtime. And obviously it's a long time to wait and try to that again. But, with my daughters being a team, we had a lot of girls that I coached for a lot of years because we'd worked them since they're little. So it was definitely special. The coaches, we've all been together since we started back up. Here and then a lot of those kids we've coached since they're in elementary, so it was really special. Every once in a while I'll pull back up the video of it just to remember it and feel it, and it still is exciting to see it months later.
Not the first 3 minutes though, right?
Yeah, no. Not the first 3 minutes.
Everything else was pretty good.
That's the beauty of highlight films. You only see the makes and all that stuff.
You can fast forward through that.
Absolutely. Yep.
Well, how's everything going this fall? I mean, we're the football team with a chance, if they come up with the upset tonight to make the playoffs and get in as tri-champions, if you will, of the district. We'll talk cross-country. They had a successful night last night, and things are going well.
Yeah, absolutely. Really proud of our teams. The football team's had a lot of injuries and adversity that way, but they've really fought through, and their schedule's been very difficult. They've their record really is an indicator of how good they are and how well they've done. Cross country just got our boys team in and three individual girls, and also you take volleyball is moving on to the second round. They play Liberty on Tuesday, and always have a perennially strong team, and Roxanne's always got them ready for the postseason. So all the way around, I always say this a lot, but we have so many kids who cross over from band to choir to plays to everything here. It's one of the beauties of Marion. The kids are so involved, and most of the kids find an activity here, and our fall activities are going really well so far.
As far as the girls basketball team this coming year, you've got a couple starters back from that 26-0 team, very special players. Like every school, you lose some very solid seniors.
Yeah, we lost some really good players, our expectations are really high. We had kids that were on the bench last year who were starters, who could have been starters. You can only start five, so in my mind, I think we have a chance to repeat. I think we got the kids to do it. I know that's their expectation, but we're just going to try to, do the things and kind of give our own identity, try to gel as a team. But we're really excited about the possibilities.
Yep, and Mia's doing well at St. Thomas, right?
Yeah, she loves it. She loves it. She's really thoroughly enjoying the college experience. So I don't get to see her as much as I'd like, but I try to follow her on social media, and then if I see something, then I usually comment to her on it. That's how I communicate with her these days.
There's Kaba. speak of younger sister.
Yep, yeah, right, she's not there. Shy. Yep.
No, never has
not
been.
Not surprised we
never
saw
has
it.
Been.
Yep.
Well, Corby, thanks for all the hospitality, and on behalf of KGYM and all the great tailgate sponsors, we got a little present for the school here, and always fun coming over here, and I think we'll look forward to being here quite a few times over the winter again.
Appreciate you guys. Always tell people the people that cover sports in our area. It's unique, and we're lucky to be in the Cedar Rapids Marion area. And so I appreciate all you guys do for us.
All right, thanks. We'll let you get down to Thomas Park.
See you guys later. Thank
all
you.
All right, and then Coach, we got Tim and Roxanne back there, and I'm sure it'll be Tim because he's got to stick to his schedule. Also a guy with two hats because Tim coaches here at Marion but teaches over at Lindmar. So it's a busy fall for you every day, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. You wear two hats, definitely, and teaching over in the Lindmar district is a blessing, and it's also makes things a little bit more challenging to be here. But both administrations are awesome, and they really have done a great job allowing me to do both roles, and so I really, really appreciate it.
Talking to Cormie, you might be the most unsung 4-4 team in the state because you had a couple close losses. You've had some injuries. Every team does, but that doesn't help. But been a decent season, huh?
Yeah, I couldn't be more proud of the guys. I mean, this is a team that started right off the bat behind the eight ball in terms of guys that we could have on the field playing, and everybody knew it. And that didn't change our mentality. The guys went out and fought, and we lost a close one in West Delaware, lost a close one with Clear Creek. Yeah, Solon was not much of a contest, but you had some guys put in positions, you know, to play varsity football that had never been there before. And so, you know, not really fair to those kids as well to give them, a really strong evaluation. And then we've just been able to bounce back. The district started off for us really well. Last week we really kind of fell apart in the second half, unfortunately. But we've had a really good week, and I really believe the guys feel strong about what we're able to do tonight. You know, Xavier is everything that you see on film and more. They're well coached. They're dominating up front. They're big, and they're just consistent. You know, that's the one thing I've always been impressed with Dwayne Schulte and his program is just how consistent they are, how well coached they are. And so, again, you know, you talk about trying to get your program to that next level. You know, this type of game, if you can somehow overcome some of the odds and probably get out of your own way a little bit, does wonders for programs. So we're fortunate that we're playing for something at the end of the year. You know, I know several coaches who have winning records and are ending their season tonight. They don't have anything to play for, and we're 500, and we have a chance to, you know, tie for the district and get to the playoffs. So to me, it doesn't get any better. Record aside, you know, our kids have really earned this opportunity.
Well, that's all you want going into week 9. Just a chance to, well, control your own destiny.
Yes.
as it were.
Absolutely.
And that's what you guys have tonight. And you're still not 100%, I know, but no football team at this point is 100%.
No, we're not. And we've got guys filling in tonight in some roles that they haven't spent much time with us either. But that's, you know, that's just the nature of the business. You know, football's a tough sport. And the teams that really are very successful are tough, you know, both mentally and physically. And they can withstand some of that. You know, we talk about next man in our program. So if your number's called, you better be ready to go. And don't be afraid. There's no reason to be afraid.
Seniors, very important to every program.
Oh, yeah.
And that's including yours. Give you an opportunity to talk about a few of them.
Oh, it's going to be, you know, I've got three guys that are just incredible that I've, you know, had the privilege of being around for 3 years with my program. Trevor Paulson, our quarterback, Nick Cole, our lineman, and Nate Miller, our linebacker, offensive lineman. And I couldn't ask just for just better young men. And what they've given to this program, you know, every year they've been here, and what they demand of their teammates, and just the way they play the game are just incredible. I can't ask for a better group of young men. And then, you know, you can't forget the other guys, Brevin Hahn, Dalton Cannon, Patrick Bleedorn. The list goes on and on. Nate Turner. You know, how do you adequately thank young men for the time that they
the
give
investment
you?
Investment of time.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Yeah. And I don't think there's another sport, maybe outside of wrestling, that just is so physically and mentally demanding on you from the time that you start to the time that you end. And it's really life-changing stuff that they're doing. You know, whether we win or not tonight, aside, those guys are going to be successful at whatever they decide to do. They're going to run a business. They're going to be great dads because they have a solid base in what they're doing. You know, they're tough. They're accountable. They're unshakable. You know, they're humble. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that to me is what we're going to miss from this group. And so the legacy they're leaving, those juniors got a lot to live up to. And those sophomores got a lot to live up to. And, you know, we had the 78 team in here a couple weeks ago with Coach Thurness, and you know, 16 guys from that team that went 9-1 in 1978, And so we actually took them up yesterday to the Heritage Center to see the exhibit up there on Marion Sports History, and they saw the 78 team in the helmet. They watched the DVD of the 1980 championship team. And so my message to them was, your past is always connected to your present, and then right now what you're doing is connected to the future. And so what they do matters today. And the legacy they leave behind is going to be remembered for a long time by people. And the guys are always watching. So it's funny, we saw a picture with a guy named with number 10 on it from 1980, and Dane Carstensen wears 10. And he's, you know, Dane, how's that guy going to remember you wearing number 10? And so that's, you know, big picture stuff. And sometimes it's hard for young men to think about that type of thing. But that's really, you know, that's really what it's all about, leaving a legacy.
Bob Thurness was leading the way, and now you are.
Well, I got a lot to live up to. I wouldn't put me in the same breath as Coach Thurness. He's, you know, the stories, you know, that come out about him and, you know, the impact he had on me as an individual and on so many guys. I mean, the thing that gets me emotional is I've had so many stories from guys that weren't even starters that were impacted by Coach Thurness, and the things that he did on the side, pulled guys off the field and would work with guys after practice and wouldn't let guys quit, wouldn't let guys quit on themselves or their teammates. And yeah, was he really tough? Yep. Did he tell you things you didn't want to hear? You're darn right. And probably not the most PC way. They wouldn't go over very well today. But listen, that's how you grow. And he challenged you. You know, if it doesn't challenge you, you're never going to change it. And so that's the message, I think, that's his legacy. And he was not afraid to challenge you.
Yeah.
And he was not afraid. Didn't matter who you were.
Yep.
And so that's a legacy that I need to be able to carry on, because, you know, critical conversations is where you get that growth with your players. So
what do you need to do tonight?
We just got to play smart. We got to play, you know, we got to match physicality. We can't turn it over, and we got to execute on third downs. I know that sounds so cliche, but and not get panicked. You know, if you're down a touchdown or two touchdowns, I think that's really where they excel, because they know they have a mental edge. I think they feel they've got a tradition. They've got a culture of excellence and dominance. And teams that aren't as strong mentally together can fold when you're down two touchdowns, and it gets you out of your game plan. You start panicking. And so our challenge is to stay in the game. They have not had to play a full game yet, and that's a credit to them. It really is. And so if we can get into that third quarter, fourth quarter, then you never know. And so that's, you know, we ask our players to believe in what we're doing, and then have your behaviors match those beliefs. And so make sure your behaviors match your beliefs. And if you believe we're going to win, then you need to act like it, and you need to play like it. And so I'm excited. I really am. You can't ask for a better environment. How many times do you get the number one team in the state to come in on senior night, let alone? So it's going to be really exciting to see what team shows up tonight, because I think you know, our guys are definitely feeling challenged, but I think they're also feeling a little bit relaxed, because, you know, what happens if you win? Well, you get to play. If you lose, hopefully you represented well.
Yeah,
absolutely. And we'll let you get going and get down to Thomas Park. Field looks great down there. A little old school in the end zones tonight. So
it'll be a great night.
It'll be a lot of fun. But thanks for stopping by. We'll see you down the field.
Thanks, guys.
All right, we'll take a break, come back, and have more on the Tailgate Tour here from Marion right after this. So stay tuned. More to come after this. So listening to KGYM.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Get more.
Get more who?
Get more savings at the McGrath Used Car Campus in beautiful Hiawatha.
Hi, Jamie McGrath.
And Lindsay McGrath. We're the Sisters of Savings.
And now through Monday night, no tricks.
All treats with over 2,500 vehicles to choose from.
That's a lot of treats.
A great selection of used cars from $29.88.
You can buy with as little as $88 down.
We have payments from $88 a month.
Get more savings with the McGrath Used Car Campus.
And more selection in beautiful Hiawatha.
From Acadias to Accords.
Camrys to Caravans, Yukons and Sierras.
Used trucks and SUVs.
From $99.88.
Even if your credit's a little scary,
get more credit with McGrath.
We have banks and lenders knocking down the doors for your business.
Nobody works harder to help you get approved.
Get more at the McGrath Used Car Campus in beautiful Hiawatha.
Minutes from anywhere. I-380 and Boyson Road.
Log on McGrathAuto.com. Click specials.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. and are all your favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Are we on for our golfcation?
Wife gave me a permission slip.
Awesome. Go to QCAirport.com and check airfares from the Quad City International Airport.
Why Quad Cities?
They've got four airlines nonstop to 11 cities and tons of connections through the big hub.
So we can go anywhere we want.
Exactly. But let's go somewhere warm to get in as many rounds as possible. I better shine up the clubs.
Why? You're going to duff all your drives anyway.
Hey, come on.
Look before you book and check fares from the Quad City International Airport. We make travel easier.
Come grow with us. Frontier Co-op is growing and looking to hire team members at all our locations within minutes of Cedar Rapids. We have open positions in our operations department, quality control, and marketing. Frontier Co-op offers great benefits, including subsidized on-site childcare. Go to frontiercoop.com to view our current openings or see us at the Corridor Career Fair on October 25th at the Cedar Rapids Marriott from 3:30 till 6:30 p.m. Frontier Co-op is hiring now and is an equal opportunity employer.
Doing HVAC work has given you some good opportunities. Now how about an even better one? Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is looking to represent residential commercial HVAC workers. Being with 263 means you're part of the union, and union jobs offer better pay, better benefits, and better job security. Those are things that mean a better life using the skills you already have. Work with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263. Give Rick a call at 319-721-9414. 319-721-9414.
Welcome back to the Tailgate Tour here from Marion as we come your way from the hallway, just right outside the gym doors at Marion High School, getting ready for the big game tonight between Xavier and the Indians. And we'll have it on 1600 AM and 107.5 for you at 7 o'clock or thereabouts coming up tonight, depending on the length of the JV game, sophomore game, and also senior night activities. And speaking of senior night activities, Roxanne Paulson joining us, the volleyball coach here for Marion, and proudly wearing, or Trevor gave you his jersey to wear, so that's a plus.
Yes,
that's
definitely
good.
A little bit of a battle, but I was able to get it from him.
Because you got two boys.
We do. A sophomore and a senior. So, yep, Ryan's our sophomore, and it's been fun to watch the pair of them this year, kind of playing out there.
That'll be good. That would be good, and you got Trevor in class too. So that's always interesting.
Definitely, yes. His
no
freshman year.
No nepotism in Marion. Yeah.
No. His freshman year was the last time I had him, and didn't think I'd probably have him again. I think he didn't want to be in my room again. One of those where kind of embarrassed about mom being around and knowing what's going on. Like, everybody didn't know who his mom was, mm-hmm. but they worry about that sometimes, I think.
You know what? You'll look back on it, and it will be great.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, it's been a good run here the last 3 years, now heading into senior year, and it's hard to believe that it's come up this fast.
Really has been, and Trevor hasn't been 100% throughout the year. I know he missed a game, mm-hmm. but I know he'd like to probably go on to play some football.
Yeah, I think that's his hope, you know, at this point. So he's been trying to nurse himself back to health and taking care of himself and getting back out there and just trudging along week by week, and been managing here in the last few weeks to handle the pain has been pretty good. So feeling better, I think, every week that he gets a week away from that. So he definitely wants to play next year somewhere, and we're just kind of waiting some things out, feeling some things out, and you know, I think he'll make a decision probably in the next couple months what he really wants to do.
Such a great tradition of volleyball here at Marion, and it's about a 500 season for you, but we know mm-hmm. the competition. We even talked to some MVC coaches in the metro area, and they say, hey, wait, WOMAC's got some pretty darn good volleyball as well. So mm-hmm. Tell us about the season.
Yeah, it's been a brutal season for us. We've played, I don't know, we're up to 18, 19 losses, whatever. And I would say 14 or 15 of them were teams that were in the top five around the state in their respective classes. And every tournament we went to, there was a number one or a number two. You know, we saw Linmar three times, and they were ranked top five. We saw Jefferson. We saw Dyke New Hartford, Grundy Center, Xavier. Just week in and week out, and it was very, very challenging for us this year. And some years, you know, we're able to withstand that, and I'd say this was one of the years that we probably could have used a tournament to get our legs underneath of us a little bit. We got a few young kids playing and just had to work some things through and get kind of get going a little bit. So while we've gained a lot, I think, out of the experience, I think we've definitely run one of the toughest schedules of anybody. And the WOMAC certainly has them. Dyersville-Beckman was ranked number one for a while. CPU is up there in their class. You've got West Delaware, I think, has been completely underranked. They're definitely, I would think, a top five in our class.
Independence.
Independence, can't forget them. Mount Vernon, Solon, you know, two more teams that have been ranked in their classes. So we've certainly, you know, the WOMAC is certainly represented across the state and definitely in the rankings.
But you're still playing, though.
We're still playing, yes, one at a time right now. So big one we had, Wednesday night to get through, and now we got Liberty on Tuesday night.
Yep, and Liberty's got a very good volleyball team, too.
They do. They've had a very respectable season this year and had everybody back. You know, the downside of them last year was they were young. The positive is this year they're all back. So, you know, he's not had a whole lot of change with that. And we'll have many of them back again another year. So every day that they're playing is another experience for them, too.
Did you see Liberty during the season?
We did not face them during the season, nope. So this will be our first time with them.
Well, it's interesting. You got the girls that are going through warm-ups with the music blaring and the gym behind us. And I thought it was funny. They were all kind of sneaking by you with pizza.
Yeah.
But you saw that, right?
Oh, yeah. They're like, well, I'm hungry. I'm starving. I'm like, well, there's food. Not that I want you eating all of that before you start practice. But, yeah, sometimes having something is better than nothing at this point.
Yeah, good group, though. A lot of crossover athletes. I know you got a lot of Corby's basketball players in there, and it's a good group.
It is. It's been a fun group. Definitely had some good kids coming across from the basketball side with his own daughter Kaba, and Randy Wright, Ella Van Welden. Both of those three have all been playing big roles for him and expected to play big roles this year. So that's been our biggest crossover with those three girls coming out of the basketball side of it.
Good success in the younger ages.
Yeah, it's not been too bad.
Yeah.
I think we've got some kids coming that I think will fill in some spots. You know, losing a couple seniors with Randy and then Holly Faley both graduating on the court, and we have a DS in Michaela Oberbrockling in the back row that's been starting those three. And so, you know, we have some younger kids that we think will be able to do that, and we run with the Crandick. So in our freshman level, we split to two teams, and sometimes that's a little deceiving. Mm-hmm. You know, when you split those kids up and you split your top kids up, can kind of thin out. And we're kind of on the borderline of managing that, you know, well enough that we keep our kids interested. And there's times that it's been a struggle. But I think there's enough kids between our 9th and 10th graders coming here that we'll be okay here for a few more years yet.
Yeah, and that's good. And, they say they look up to the girls that have played before, that have been to the state tournament, that have actually won the state tournament and been through it. And these girls were, you know, 6th, 7th grade when they were looking at that.
Yeah, definitely. And I think many of them have talked about that, you know, that they were around watching them and, you know, that it meant a lot to them, I think, to see that. And, you know, it keeps you kind of pushing, keeps you kind of going for things. And the kids forget how much the younger ones do watch and observe them. And when we started our youth league about four or five years ago, we've really started to see that come together a little bit more, that there's a connectivity with our upperclassmen now and our young kids. So I think we've built that a lot better lately.
Yeah, and if you get by Liberty, then what's in the regional final opposite?
Probably Independence.
Yeah.
So tough draw. You know, we'll see where it goes. We have not seen them this year, so I don't know if that's good or bad. Sometimes you want to play a team a few times to learn some things, and, you know, sometimes it's okay not to have seen them either, to, you know, element of surprise, sort of. And it'll be a big game, and I know if we're going to get, we got to get through Tuesday first. And so once we get through that, then we can kind of take a look and see what we're going to be facing on Monday.
A lot of space between games.
Oh, very much so. I think the state is looking at some things in the next couple years. I think many coaches around the state would love to see them speed that up a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, our last 2 weeks were a Tuesday night, Thursday night, Saturday tournament, Monday, Thursday, and then you sit. You play Wednesday, then you wait 6 days, then you wait six. So it really spreads it out, and I think in the sake of the interest of the kids and the way the season goes, it's just too long in between matches. It really is.
Yeah.
And I hope that they look at shortening that up in some way.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. And, well, you can always make the recommendation.
Yeah, exactly. And I think there's some talk about trying to do that. So we'll hopefully something will get into place.
Awesome. Well, have fun tonight on senior night. And best of luck on Tuesday night.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you to both.
All right. We'll take a break. Come back. We'll talk a little bit more here from the Marion Tailgate Tour as we come your way on this Friday right here on KGYM. Back with more after this.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right?
Well, with the Keep Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Video typically streams at DVD quality at 60 gigabytes. We reserve the right to review your account for usage in violation of Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Hey, Amy, did you know the Honda Dream Deal sales event is literally happening right now where you can literally get great deals on certified pre-owned Hondas?
Literally? I don't trust that word anymore ever since my coworker Jerry told me he could literally eat 1,000 burritos.
Well, that's literally impossible, but there is literally a Honda Dream Deal sales event happening right now. And Honda is KBB.com's 2018 best value brand. Seriously.
Now's the time to get a great deal on a certified pre-owned Honda at your local Honda dealer.
Based on 2018 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for information.
O'Reilly. Improve visibility and save $8 instantly when you replace your worn wiper blades with a pair of Bosch Icon wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get premium blades that ensure clear vision in any weather and save $8 instantly on a pair of Bosch Icon wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This here is the story of Lawrence, who always wanted to play pro football. His parents supported his love of the game, sent him to special camps, and then in college, pro scouts came to a bunch of games where Lawrence was playing the trumpet at halftime. Yeah, Lawrence was never that good at football, gave up by the time he got to college. But he also learned how Geico could save him a lot of money on car insurance, so he switched and saved. So, this here story has a happy ending after all.
Back with you on the Tailgate Tour here on KGYM as we get ready for the game tonight over at Thomas Park. It'll be Xavier and Marion going at it. It's about 7 o'clock with the pregame, 1600 and 107.5 FM, 106.3 FM tonight. We'll have the battle for the boot, City High and West High going at it from Trojan Field tonight at 7 o'clock. And then don't forget, from 10 o'clock until 12 noon, it'll be all the scores on the Eastern Iowa High School football scoreboard, and they are saying they're going to try to get out all of the playoff qualifying teams prior to midnight, and then it'll be sometime 2-3 o'clock in the morning. That I was told by Chris Cuellar of the Iowa High School Athletic Association that they will have the pairings up. I will not be up at that time, Mark. I will read about it and look it up when I get up.
Well, you have a show in the morning, right?
We'll have a show in the morning. Yeah. Yep. John Hagerty is going to join me in studio. We're going to talk about the playoffs coming up tomorrow. So that will be all set overnight tonight. The state qualifying for cross country was set last night. And Terry Keeney joining us, the cross country coach for the boys and girls here at Marion. And it was a long trip, but it was a pretty good afternoon and evening, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, hour 45 minute trip, and then they got out and we're ready to go, and we're able to qualify three girls individually and then my whole boys team. So we had a good night.
Very good night.
Mm-hmm. Talk about the boys. You were second to Clear Creek and Mana, two in the top five, three in the top 15.
Yep.
Is that about what you expected?
We've been going back and forth with them all season. So we weren't surprised that they had a good race. You know, it wasn't our best race of the season for the boys, but they did their job and qualified. But we knew it was going to be a tough battle with them. We just beat them last week at conference, so we knew that they were going to have a lot of wanting to come after us, and they did, and they ran well. So it was a great meet for them, but we were glad to qualify, but they'll be ready next week at state.
Chance for you to get back at them.
Yes, exactly. It's our if we follow kind of the how it's been going back and forth, it's our turn. Mm. So
yeah, it leaves you a little bit of room for improvement, I guess.
Yes.
For next week.
Yes, absolutely.
Or yep. A week from Saturday.
Yep.
I guess it is. And best part about yesterday was that was about the best day you've had to run all fall.
Yes, perfect weather. One of the best courses so far. Very little mud, which everyone was very appreciative of. Overall, great day for us.
Terry, what are your expectations of Fort Dodge for your boys team?
For the boys team, they want to get up on that deck and have a medal and have a trophy. They've been talking about it all year. It's been a big goal of theirs. Once we kind of found out what type of team we had and they realized our potential, that's what they've been talking about, and they really want to get up there. Haven't gotten a trophy like that with the cross country program for a while on the boys' side, so they really want it.
Mm-hmm. Who are going to be some of the guys that are going to be running up at Fort Dodge on the boys' side anyway?
Harrison Vanderlinden is our senior leader back this year. He was 14th individually there last year. So he is looking to repeat and get even a little better placing. Cole Heeman qualified individually last night. He was in the top 15. He could get up there on that deck too in the top 15 for us. He has peaked at the right time and has been running great. Gavin Heiler qualified individually as well, and he's been battling some shin splints, but he's one of the toughest kids I got. So between those three, we have a great potential to get a trophy. So.
Well, the girls fifth yesterday, but pretty satisfying to get three individuals there.
Yes, huh? That the last 2 years we've only qualified one. Hallie Kephart has gone individually the last 2 years, so it was definitely an improvement to get a couple more. And Karina Dittmer, it's been her goal all year to go individually too. And then Peyton Steffen, one of our new freshman runners, qualified individually. She's really come a long ways this season, so I was really glad to see her really push it yesterday and qualify as well.
And peaking at the right time.
Yes.
They were. And yep. I know you would love to have the whole team qualified, but still have three individuals, not too bad.
Yep, exactly. Yeah.
So what's the game plan now? You got 7-8 days now before the state meet. Do you taper a little bit? What do you do?
They're going on a recovery day today, so just a 30 to 40 minute run. But you know,
that's called a recovery day.
Okay, all right.
yes, we're tapering. We're doing a little bit more speed stuff. We're really focusing on the quality over quantity of things now. But yeah, more a little bit more speed than we've done so far, trying to get their legs sharp and ready to go.
Yeah, you guys run all over the place too, I know. You're going north, south, trails, everywhere.
Yeah, we go on the Boyson Trail a lot, Sac and Fox. We've run out past Linmar, out on Tower Terrace. We're at the track, Squaw Creek Park. Really anywhere we can find a trail, and when it's hot out, a nice, cool, shaded trail if we can. But yeah, anywhere that we can find a spot to do that particular workout, we're there.
It's been a very interesting fall, to say the least, hasn't it?
Yes, very interesting. You know, having three meets canceled is something I've never been a part of a canceled cross-country meet before. We've always kind of run it. We've never dealt with the rain that we have. We were able to find some makeup meets to replace them, but you know we lost a little bit there compared to some teams that didn't have any canceled. So we definitely noticed that. But you know, the kids have continued to really work hard and peaking at the right time and doing things like that.
So good stop there. And yeah, you'll look forward to a nice two-hour trip over to Fort Dodge next Saturday.
Yes, I do. It'll be fun.
It'll be good. And well, congratulations.
Thank you very
and,
much.
And best of luck coming up next week over there in Fort Dodge.
Thank you. Thank
All
you.
Right. And I think I see spot Coach Manderscheid there. He's just taking it easy.
Yep.
Kind of waiting on things. Look at it. We have to have a engraved invitation here.
There you go.
Then he hustled over. I'd like to see that. Thank you, Terry. And Mike Mandershy joining us, the head boys basketball coach here at Marion, and also a state tournament participant last year. And I think we did about three of those games on the trail. So I'm just going to assume we were, you know, good luck.
You were the good luck. You were the key.
Yeah.
That's
why
what we
not?
Told the kids after every dub in the tournament. UNASH is here, so he's coming to the next one. And the kids are always hyped.
How satisfying was that?
Real satisfying.
Yeah.
You know, I went back and we only played 5 regular season games out of 21 with a normal lineup. So we just fought, you name it, we fought it last year. So it was just getting kids together and, you know, I actually went to Jevin before we started and tournaments. I said, well, tell me the pulse of the team. He said, if we play well, we can go to state tournament. And I went, all right. So, and after the first one, the kids just kind of kept getting a little more into it and a little more revved up and, you know, found ourselves there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and things really started to go in that first half at Manchester last year in the West Delaware game in the tournament. And I think that's when kind of the spark kind of took over a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, our defense, I thought, hands down in the tournament was just phenomenal. You know, we're kind of known, if you ask some of the conference coaches, I think a lot of them will tell you that we're a pretty defensive-oriented team. And the kids just, I mean, we had defensive schemes, and here's what we're going to do, and they worked to perfection. And we had kids come out of the woodwork. Grant Meth, I know he probably played his best 3 games in the tournament to qualify. So, you know, defense at that time is key.
Very much so. And as with everyone, a few guys back, you lose a few good ones. Lost some guards, I know, but some guys coming back that'll help you this
year.
Yeah,
I think we returned 5 of the 9 that were in the rotation last year. So good starting point. 3 seniors, 2 juniors. Matt Brazzi, Trevor Paulson, and Mason Ray are seniors now. And then Joffre Murphy and Connor Whalen are juniors that saw some activity. So it's a nice blend of kids coming back that know what it's all about. And then we have couple new kids. We've got Will Hendrickson, who's a junior, and then Gage Frank, who's a sophomore, who will both contribute. So that's 7 right there, and then kind of feel out our way going forward to see who plugs into what. But like to have in, you know, 8, 9 last year was, it ended up being great because of just injuries and sickness and all of that stuff. 8's ideal, so if we can get to 8, maybe a 9th here or there, get some spot minutes, that'd be awesome.
What's your view of the league this year?
Tough. We go over to the east side, so that right away is going to be tough for the simple fact that you got a lot of schools with a lot of just athletic tradition. I think the athleticism that we're going to see is our number one thing that's just going to increase, and it's going to be a battle every night for us just in terms of facing just those athletes, you know, the Solons and the Mount Vernons and the Beckmans and all those guys who traditionally have athletes and probably a little size, because we don't have a whole lot of size. So that'll be really tough for us.
How are you going to do it this year? Is it twice in your division and then cross over once? Is that how it is?
Yep, you get to finally play everybody since we're down to 14. So you'll play everybody in your division twice for your 12 and then play the other 7 once. So there's 19 right there.
So you only needed 2 non-conference games this year.
We did. And we've got Owine again. And then we kind of found late that in mid-September we needed one, which wasn't ideal. But we picked up Wapsie Valley, and Marty said, he goes, we'll be able to give you a good game, good competition game. So, you know, we're going back in the house that Brazzi built and you know, give Matthew an opportunity to play in his gym too. So it'll be kind of a neat night.
So you're going to go up to Fairbank.
We are.
Rural Fairbank.
We are.
Don't go to Fairbank. I tried that once way back in the day. The school's not there. then you got to ask. One of the few times that happened anyway. But, yeah, you're waiting for you're still one of the teams that are roaming the halls looking for that 6'8 guy. Yeah. You haven't found him yet, though.
I would take 6'4 at this point.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if we've got a true 6'3. You know, Trevor's probably our tallest, and they probably list him about 6'3. And maybe if he stands really straight up, he gets to 6'3. But I'd take 6'4, you know, maybe a 6'5. I don't need 6'8.
It'd be nice, though.
It'd be nice. I wouldn't turn it down.
It'd be nice, but yeah. But Yeah, the Womack kind of downsizing, but not really downsizing. That's a bad word, I think, a little bit with Anamosa and Western Dubuque leaving the conference. But it's still good as far as basketball is concerned, and it shows usually during the postseason.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'd you know, it'd be interesting to go back and see how many state qualifiers we've had every year. I bet we get close to one, if not one. So it's a great 3A. Predominantly 3A. I think Beckman's 2A and Williamsburg might be 2A again. But other than that, it's good 3A basketball. You get to beat up in each other a little bit in the season, and then, you know, come postseason, you hope they divide you up as best they can, and they usually do a pretty good job of that.
Well, we talk about the start of practice, but for a lot of these guys, it doesn't end. I mean, you spend a lot of time in the summer. I know you have some crossover athletes. But I'm sure a lot of guys have put in some good, solid work.
Yeah, yeah. You want them out. You know, I tell our guys all the time, you need to be out for as many things as you can get to. You know, you get one go around in high school. That you don't need to play basketball 24/7, 365. You don't need to do that. Get out for football, cross, track, baseball, golf, tennis, you know, soccer. I mean, we've got probably
– Al Joffer's a terrific soccer player.
Yeah, so, I mean – I think that's another thing that helped us last year is we went through and I counted how many kids had been at state soccer or baseball or track or cross country, and just about everybody in our lineup had participated in one of those.
You're
things.
Competing all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And so you've always been in those pressure situations of, you know, in a qualifying event. So I think that was a huge key to us last year when we got to the sub-state, because kids have already been in that environment. So they kind of knew what the pressure was all about, and they just, you know, they trusted the game preps and stuff like that. So I think that was huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very much so. And hopefully another good winter coming up with the same results there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you this winter,
baseball
man.
Season's over for you, I know that.
Yeah, baseball's over. Been over about we hung on until about mid-August, and then the Phillies all of a sudden just turned south. And I was cheering just to get to 500.
Yeah.
Didn't even do that.
But they at least gave me something from
they're coming on.
March to mid August.
So. Yeah, they're going to be you and Coach Gettle are getting the Philly hats out. So
they're getting there. I dusted off a few things.
Yeah.
Boys
yeah.
got me a Philly shirt for my birthday, so I was able to wear that for 2 days or so. But
all right, Mike. Well, we'll see you this winter.
All right. Thank you.
All right. We're going to take a final break, come back, and talk some wrestling with you here from the tailgate at Marion. Stay with us. More to come after this here on KGYM.
We were naive about all things money.
And we maybe put money into places and paid things that we thought were the most important thing, but maybe necessarily big picture weren't always the biggest and best thing to do.
We were just so tired of renting, and, you know, we rented at several places. We felt like it was time. We needed help. And so we talked to Joe at Dupaco. That opened the door to us doing a money makeover. It put everything in black and white right before us. We were getting close. We knew we had the right amount of income. We knew that our credit scores had skyrocketed. We just need to find that right home.
Did the application through Dupaco. Joe was able to get us pre-approved, I think, as we were sitting in her office.
We came into the house for the first time. It was awesome. We're so thankful that we had the tools that Dupaco gave us.
Learn the whole story at dupaco.com/impactful. Equal housing opportunity.
Connecting with your family and friends is what La Cantina is all about. This football season, add sizzle to the game. La Cantina would be happy to cater your tailgate. Or reserve La Cantina's party room and watch the action on their big screen while you crunch, sip, and cheer. La Cantina makes every football game a winner. Connect at La Cantina in the Fountains on Edgewood Road, in Marion, and in downtown Cedar Rapids. La Cantina is now accepting applications for positions at all three locations.
As a business person, you know that security is always a concern, but now it can be easily integrated into your computer network. Network Computer Solutions now offers turnkey security systems designed and built for business. From cameras and entry systems to secure video storage, NCS makes it easy for you to keep an eye on your business. NCS knows business networks, and they know how to utilize networks to keep your business safe. Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Hey, Dave, I'm here for the training session.
Drop and give me 20, mister.
Wait, 20 what?
The company softball game is in 2 weeks, and we are not going to lose to those nerds in IT again.
I thought we were being trained on core competency.
Oh, we're training your core, all right. 20 burpees, go.
I hate burpees.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Sports and rock and roll are a great combination. KGYM and Smart FM go together like a great offense and a great defense. Like a perfectly timed slant pass and a great mix of classic rock to get you ready for the big game. All the analysis of the week's biggest contests from UNESH and Dukes, Todd Brommelkamp with Alex Kuhn, and all the great smart rock from Smart FM for your tailgate. It's a great combination, KGYM and Smart FM.
Back with you here from Marion as the tailgate tour in its final segment. And again, thanks to all the great sponsors that we named off earlier in the show for helping us out with the tailgate tour 2018. Regular season finale tonight as it'll be Marion and Xavier down at Thomas Park. And we're going to talk some Marion wrestling. Jason Hague joining us here at the table. And we're just talking. We're darn close to wrestling getting underway. And you guys kind of kick it off with that first. Used to be a triangular, now it's just a duel with you in Washington.
Yeah, it was actually a duel when I first started coming here, and then we turned it into a triangular with Mount Vernon, but with us switching to the other side, being on the same side as Mount Vernon now, we did away with Mount Vernon, went somewhere else that night, and so it's back to just us and Wash. So,
what does the outlook look like in terms of top individuals coming back for you?
We got three or four really hopefully good guys coming back. Neo Gady, who qualified 2 years ago. A lot of people don't know, he wrestled pretty much the whole season last year with a torn up shoulder and had surgery after the season was over. So I'm looking for big things out of him. Gavin Heiler, again, another qualifier 2 years ago. Had a growth spurt towards the end of the year and was really fighting weight, and I think that really took a lot of zap out of him. Then we have Braden Geringer, who had a real nice year last year, and we're looking for big things out of him. Couple more, Ben Gibson and Nate Miller, who have really put in some work in the off season and looking for some good things out of them too. So we'll be pretty balanced lineup. We got to figure out who's going what weight after the body fat testing. So,
which is always key in. In this day and age, you want to get all your weights filled. That's first thing.
Yeah, and that's been huge for us the last couple of years. We've been able to do that, and you know, it's won a lot of duels for us. Just having a full lineup. I mean, forcing guys to wrestle guys at certain weights instead of other teams being able to bounce around when we don't have a guy. So, it's been very helpful.
Tough to spot a lot of teams 6 or 12 points.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah, it is.
Like basketball, do you go to the East now in the WAMAC?
Yep.
How's that shape up for you?
I think both sides are tough. I mean, WAMAC in general is just a tough conference for wrestling, but the other side, I mean, we'll get to see West Delaware, which we've never dueled since I've been here. So Solon's on our side, and Mount Vernon, and I can't even remember who else. I'd have to look at the thing, but there, you know, I think to me every duel is tough. Every Thursday night when you're wrestling a WAMAC team, it's going to be a fight to the end. So,
yeah.
I know you've had a lot of kids interested in wrestling, and you're starting to see the benefits of that coming up and getting into the room.
Yeah, we're starting to our middle school starts next week, and last I had heard, I know we're still working on some guys, but they were up to like between 25 and 30 guys. So, and the coaches had said only three of them, last I talked, only three of them didn't have wrestling experience. So we're starting to see those kid club kids starting to come up through and getting into middle school. So we're hoping our numbers continue to increase there and then start to increase here. So
same tournaments per usual, or what are you going to do?
Same Saturdays as we've done the last few years. So we'll make that trip down south to Kansas and mid-January, and then everything else stays the same. So
Yeah, what's your first Saturday assignment?
Monticello.
In Monticello. Yep. Good tournament they put on up there.
Yeah, it's all right. I mean, it's my hometown, so it's fun to go back and see people, and it's a good first tournament for us to get things going. So.
Yeah, and if people aren't familiar going down to the Kansas City area.
Yeah.
How'd that all get started?
So we used to have a wrestler whose uncle coached down there, and over Christmas break one year, he called me up and went over to the wrestler's house. He was up for visiting his brother, and we sat around and talked, and he said, hey, I'll make a deal with you. You come down to our tournament, I'll come up to yours. So they come up to ours the week, 1 week, and then the very next weekend we go down to theirs. So it's a good getaway. There's usually between 20, 25 teams in the tournament. It's a two-day tournament. So we leave Friday morning, wrestle Friday night, and then get up, wrestle Saturday, and then drive back. So
Nice. And get a lot of wrestling, get a lot of matches.
Different competition.
Yes. It's different. It's what's great about it is the kids know nothing about the kids that are wrestling. So we'll wrestle, and then afterwards we look it up, and we're like, hey, you beat a Kansas State qualifier. Mm. You beat a place winner. And they're like, I did? I'm that good? So it's kind of an eye-opening to see. It doesn't really, you know, the less you know, the better you can do sometimes.
Not a bad deal.
Yeah.
Not a bad deal. So. What, you know, scouting reports can be put away for that particular meet anyway. And same staff together again this year?
We lost one of our coaches, Patrick Woods. He was a Co student, graduated from Co, and got a job up in Austin, Minnesota. So we're down to three right now. I'm still working on one more, but still have the other two back, Brian Telganoff and Brooks McLaren. So and they do a real nice job working with the kids. So
awesome. Well, it should be a good winter, and best of luck to the Indians.
All right, thanks. Hopefully football team can go out and get a win tonight and keep everybody healthy at least.
That'd be the best thing about it. But thanks for stopping by. I appreciate it. All right, that's going to wrap things up for Tailgate Tour 2018. We've got Xavier and Marion football coming your way tonight at around 7 o'clock, 1600 a.m. and 107.5 FM. And the battle for the boot down on the South Gym, 106.3 FM. Mark, we'll see you coming up on Monday. We'll
Sounds
look back
good.
At the weekend of college
you
football.
You and John have a great call, and everybody enjoy the weekend.
We'll take a look at the breakdown, the high school playoff pairings tomorrow morning as well. All right, that's going to wrap things up.